Penguin Random House Audio presents Bonfire by Kristen Ritter. Read for you by Carissa Vacker. Prologue. My last year of high school, when Casey Mitchell and her friends got sick, my father had a bunch of theories.
"Those girls are bad news," he said. "Nothing but trouble."
He took it as a matter of faith that they were being punished. To him, they deserved what they got. Casey was the first. This made sense. She was the first to do everything. Lose her virginity, try a cigarette, throw a party. Casey walked in front of her friends like an alpha wolf leading the pack. In the cafeteria, she decided where to sit and the others followed. If she ate her lunch, the rest did too. If she pushed her food around on her tray or just ate a bag of Swedish fish, her friends did the same. Misha was the meanest and the loudest one, but Casey was the leader. So when she got sick, we, the senior girls of Barron's High, weren't horrified or disturbed or worried. We were jealous. We all secretly hoped we'd be next. The first time it happened was in fourth period debate. Everyone had to participate in mock elections. Casey made her way through three rounds of primary elections. She was easy to believe in the role of politician, convincing and quick-witted, a talented liar. I'm not even sure Casey knew when she was telling the truth and when she wasn't. She was standing at the front of the room delivering a practiced stump speech when suddenly it was as though the tether connecting her voice to her throat was cut. Her mouth kept moving, but the volume had been turned off. No words came out.